Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. Thanks for joining me. Pope Benedict began the week by speaking to the participants of the Pontifical Council for Social Communications, who were holding their plenary assembly this week in the Vatican from February 28th to March the 3rd. One of the speakers at this assembly, which focused on the theme language and communication, was a tall and communicative Dominican. But before I let you hear his voice, I'd like to share with you the story. It was Christmas Eve of 1948, when in the immediate aftermath of the Second World War, a French Dominican by the name of Raymond Pichard realised the potential of an all-new media to proclaim the gospel, television. Bringing in real time into the homes of the French people, on the flickering light of their black and white brand new TV screens, the Holy Mass celebrated that night in the Cathedral of Notre Dame, in Paris, of course. Breaking new ground, this first ever live broadcast set the seed for a far more complex project. One which evolved in 1949 when Father Pichard obtained an hour and a half broadcasting slot on a national channel. And one which less than 10 years later, it was 1954, took the name of Le Jour du Seigneur, the Day of the Lord. Over 60 years on, this project is still at the cutting edge of change. As my communicative Dominican friar, Eric Salobir, explained to me this week at the Vatican in the course of the plenary of the Pontifical Council for Social Communications. Let's listen.
The broadcasting of the Mass is to help people to pray. It's specifically dedicated to people who cannot attend physically to the Mass. For them, it's very, very important. More widely, the question is which image we can show from the Church. And so we try to show different pictures of the Church, different communities and so on. And we try to deal with these topics with the help of people of the Church who can explain things. And so the public can discover that the Church is most of the time better than they can imagine.
Better than they can imagine. Obviously, it's Dominican run, but are you all Dominicans or are there lay people involved?
No, we are a team of 60 people, only 5 Dominicans, the other are lay people, because we try to have more skilled and qualified people than only specifically religious ones. So it's very important to have people, for example, who have an experience, who worked on other TV shows, non-Catholic, non-religious, because they come with their own experience and it's good for us.
Tell me, you have a particularly popular show.
This is popular on France Télévisions, and we try to extend this popularity on other channels. For example, we co-produce shows or documentaries for other channels in order to reach more people, to touch more people. And we are specifically involved in the broadcasting on the internet. And this is my job in the team.
The internet reaches out to more people across the world. It's not so limited to France, is it?
The idea is to reach more people than the Catholic one. On the internet, someone can find a video at random, or I think this is the providence, but they will think it's at random, and they will see one of our videos and discover something they will not discover on the TV.
You met with the Pope on Monday. Is there anything that the Pope said that was new to you or particularly significant?
I think what's very significant is the interest the Holy Father has to these new medias. And I think there are several very interesting things he has well understood. And I think this is something new at the beginning.
This afternoon you're going to speak to a group of communicators. What are you going to tell them?
What I'll try to say this afternoon is that new medias use new languages. And so we have to discover, it will be a bit technical, but we have to discover which are these new languages to try to speak these languages. Something more short, more humoristic, a bit different from what we do on other medias the Church uses very frequently.
Do you have any particular project that you want to talk about? I know that you're going to focus a lot on the beatification of John Paul II.
Yeah, we will launch a web TV, Le Jour du Seigneur web TV, lejourduseigneur.com, on the internet in place of our current website a few days before the beatification of John Paul II. And it will be the beginning, the start of a new project to be more present on the internet and to broadcast more videos and specifically to answer more directly to the question of people. Everyone will be able to ask a question directly on the website and a priest will answer in video in short and dynamic answers.
So it's interactive.
Yeah, we will try to speak really the language of young people.
Why did you call it Le Jour du Seigneur, which in English means the Day of the Lord?
It's broadcasting on Sunday. This is the day when the Lord will come. And this is the show where people can meet the Lord, even if they don't move from their house, and they can attempt to the Mass and have a contact with the Eucharist and the prayer.
You belong to the Order of Preachers. The Dominicans are the Order of Preachers. Do you think that you're following in the footsteps of St. Dominic? Or do you think that it's become part of the charism of the order? And is this a new way to preach?
The charism of our order is very, very wide. And this allows us to do very, very different things. And I think that preaching on TV is really what Saint Dominic would have done if it would have a TV at this time. I think really he was a little bit disturbing in the way he was preaching because he was trying new things. And so we try new things too because we are sons of our father Saint Dominic.
What do you find most rewarding in your job?
What I prefer is the interactive dimension level of the job on the internet. Because on TV, you speak to people and they cannot answer. So you don't know if people like or don't like your TV show. On the internet, people answer, people comment, people click on like on our Facebook profile. And so we have an interaction with people, with real people. On the internet, it's not virtual. It's really real people, and we can discuss with these people. And this is really interesting.
The content changes because of the format you're using, no? It's more emotional, isn't it?
It's more emotional, really. There's more humor. But specifically, it's more religious. Because what people want on a TV show, it's what the church thinks about, for example, something in the society. But what they are looking for on the internet are things about the sacraments, about prayer, about the life of the church. So it's specifically more religious, more Christian. We are really in the center of the faith.
And warm thanks there to Dominican Friar Eric Salobir for sharing with us this information. Thanks for listening. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.